Blog Talk Radio.
Scriptures will drop on you. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements.
whatever you want to use, hallelujah. So when we go to break bread, you'll be ready. Hallelujah. Reset your alarm so it's 7 a.m. in the morning for a morning worship. Hallelujah. The pastor will give you that number. Reset your alarm for next Wednesday. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars for the second Friday of the month for men's and women's fellowship. Mark your calendars for the fourth Sunday of the month, which in this month our guest will be Pastor Maxine Lee from Essex, Maryland.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You heard her husband, Pastor Theodis Lee, but if you heard Pastor Maxine, it's been a while, and she is a woman of the word. Hallelujah. She's the other person that's usually on with me and Minister Linda on the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. So you're in for a treat. And after that service, we have a meal that's free of charge on the fourth Sunday of the month. And don't forget, the month of May has five Sundays.
Hallelujah.
And you know what that fifth Sunday is for? Ministering to the family. We will be closed. Hallelujah. You will still hear a message on the air, but we will be ministering to the family. Hallelujah. And that's what we want you to do on that fifth Sunday. So get your plans now for the family, something you can do together. Play games, go out to the beach, go take a walk, whatever. Start planning now. Hallelujah. How you and the family can minister to each other. Hallelujah. Don't forget, go visit our website. Pull up RYMMI.org and look at the website. Look at the ministry's website. There's even a way of donating if you choose. And don't forget, when you do drop in on the service, bring your pennies with you. We're still assisting in building that hospital in Uganda. Thank you so much.
Praise God. And we want to just add a couple of things. We praise God for you. And hallelujah. We want to let you know that we thank you. We appreciate all of you who have joined us and telling at least one person every day that God loves them and that you love them too. And it's so important to do that because you don't know when it may be the last time you get to say that to somebody.
Amen.
So you must say that. And we want to share also that the homegoing celebration for our daughter Shelley begins tomorrow. That's the 5th. We're brewing from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 909 Berryman's Lane in Reisterstown, Maryland, 21136. That's Messiah Community Church. And then the following day, that's Friday, May 6th, the actual celebration service, celebration of life and love, will take place at the same location. The wake is at 10 a.m., and the celebration service begins at 10:30 a.m. And God bless you real good. And after the internment, we will return to 909 Berryman's Lane in Reisterstown for the repast. So we solicit your continued prayers and support. And again, in lieu of flowers, the family asks that you, if you want to do something, you can go to, if you have Cash App, you can go to Cash App and do $ Willie Peach. That's WILLIEPEACH. And you can donate to Shelley's celebration of life and love. Also, there's a GoFundMe page if you don't have Cash App. There's a GoFundMe page that you go to GoFundMe.com and then put in Shelley Curtis celebration, and you will see a picture of our daughter, and you can share your support that way. But God bless you all. Thank you so much. So many Many have called and have sent us all kinds of, we just thank you so much. We praise God for you. And I want to let you know that God is still God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know this right now. Pastor Peaches, I want you to know this too. When the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Come down. And see, I need all of you to understand this, that somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us, even when we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves. Even when our backs were against the wall and we were in deep depression, we lost all hope. But somebody prayed for us when we were out there all strung out all by ourselves. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for us. So right now, glory to God, we're going to pray for other folk right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to put the names up into the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So as we play this selection in the background, begin to identify, verbalize, actually say their names, articulate their names as we pray for others today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Lord. We thank you that signs and wonders and the miracles will follow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter's birth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Sister Anna James.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And Minister Linda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca.
Dominic
and
Curtis.
Julie and Anna and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie
Curtis.
And Desiree and Monique
Johnson.
And Julius and Joshua. Hallelujah. And Olivia
Johnson.
And Pastor Miss
Rena Johnson.
First Lady Darlene. Hallelujah.
And Sean.
Dolores.
Paola Wright. Lewis Wright.
And Jeanette Harris.
Right. Lisa Wright.
Hallelujah. And Ronald. And Rosalind.
White Hall.
Glory to God.
Behold.
Minister Jerry.
Hallelujah.
Rakim, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Angela Jennings Hill and
Kimberly Barrett.
Elder QB Stevenson.
Tavon. Tavion.
And Dominique.
Xavier Malachi.
And another Dominique. And another Dominique. And Earl. Another Earl. Another
Jesus
Earl.
Jones.
Another Earl. And one more
Tavon
Earl.
Tavon Bird.
Hallelujah. Tavon. Another Tavon. Another Tavon.
Michael.
Another Tavon.
Malachi.
Still another Tavon. Travion. Hallelujah. George Dukes, another Tavon.
Hallelujah. Nicholas Jones, Mikey Jones.
Hallelujah. Harry Walker, Margaret Brown, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dorothy, another Dorothy. Another Dorothy. Kimberly, another Kimberly, another Kimberly. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jarrell.
Glory to God. Danielle, another Danielle.
Lily.
Another Danielle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophet Cynthia, another Prophet Cynthia. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Gina Ray.
Hallelujah. Pastor Larry Summerball, S.R. Pastor Larry Summerball, J.R. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lady Summerville. Hallelujah. Lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah.
East Brown.
Glory to God. Linda and Joseph Garcia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May it have been shot out of the double.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name.
Christina
and Olivia James. Pastor Cornelius James. Pastor
Viola Rainey.
Right. Pastor Viola Rice. Sister Lorena. Hallelujah.
Sister
EJ. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lorena. Sister Lorena.
Hallelujah.
Little shout out to
all the babies in the day. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Raymond McCoy.
Generation Day.
Cynthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. James.
Hallelujah.
Donna Warren Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mary Don Wilson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oscar and Griselda.
Hallelujah.
Mitch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Juliet and
Hallelujah.
Freya and David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Linda Jensen. Benjamin family. Hallelujah. It's Tima LeBron D'Artagnan, Tommy Orton family.
Bianca.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He won.
Surely, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mr. Marvin and James Elliott family. Hallelujah.
Harry Wilson.
Worship my God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tony Jones, Mikey Jones, Keith Jones. Hallelujah. Shandia Jones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Corey Jones. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Harris.
Hallelujah.
Novak.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fred and Isabella. Hallelujah. Don.
Jesus.
Don and Leslie. And
thank you.
Tony. And
hallelujah. And Valerie Montone. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Wonders and miracles follow.
Church up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Miss Yvonne. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We
thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
At this time.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
After this next celestial.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You will hear the next voice you will hear after this celestial selection.
Jesus. Thank you.
And I will keep my mouth quiet. So the next voice you hear after this selection. Will be none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with Children's Corner. Hallelujah.
Woo,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Want me to share with you, and I want to share What I want to share is in 1 Samuel 17:1-51, and I'm not going to read it from the scripture. I'm going to read the story of David and Goliath. Goliath. It says the Philistines were enemies of God. Their army came to fight King Saul's army. A giant soldier named Goliath yelled, "Bring out your best soldier to fight me." If your strongest soldier defeats me, we will be your slaves, he boomed. If I defeat him, you will be our slaves. King Saul's soldiers were afraid. They did not want to fight the giant. Meanwhile, young David was taking food to his brothers. They were soldiers in King Saul's army. When David reached the camp, he saw Goliath. David heard the giant's challenge. "I'm not afraid to fight the giant," said David. King Saul called for David and told him, "You cannot fight the giant. You're too young." David replied, "God will be with me." King Saul gave his armor to David, but it was too big and heavy. David wasn't used to wearing armor. David went to a nearby stream. He picked up 5 stones. He stood before Goliath, the giant led to him. But David didn't care. He said, "I come before you in the name of the Lord who rules over all." David put a stone in that sling and ran towards the giant. Then he let the stone fly. It hit Goliath's forehead, and he fell to the ground. The Philistines saw that their hero was dead. They ran away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I was reading this story in the Bible, and certain things are underlined. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the 17th verse, it says, Jesse, David's father, told him, "Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread to your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of the union." And then I read on the 23rd verse, and it says, and he was talking with them. Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. When the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. Verse 25 says, he came out to defy Israel. Hallelujah. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes in Israel. Verse 26, David asked the man standing near, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes his disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the Lord?" Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then down in verse 36, he says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God." Verse 37, "The Lord will deliver me from the paw of the lion, and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Hallelujah. The young people, I know you are out there with people that may bully you, say all kinds of things to you. May not like the way you dress, the way you fix your hair, the tennis shoes that you wear. Even if you know they may not be the designer shoes or the latest or whatever, you may not even be a child and even worried or concerned about the latest of anything. You just go to school, you just go through life, just doing whatever you want, you know, whatever you want to do, but peacefully. You're just a sweet person. And then there's always these bullies or somebody that just want to say, "Oh, you ain't this, you ain't that." But you know what? You have to ignore them. Hallelujah. But when it comes to your enemy, hallelujah, in the scripture, David was this little small ruddy person. And people thought that, "Oh, no, you can't do nothing. You too small. You too this, you too that," or whatever. But God will give you the right position to do the enemy in. He will make you the right height. He'll give you the right thing to say. Proverbs 15:1 says, a sharp answer turneth up away wrath. A grievous word stir up anger. A lot of times when somebody coming at you with these ugly words, they expect you to give, you know, to boast back at them, you know, because when you don't, it makes them look bad. It makes them look small and cheap and like and draws attention. They don't want that. They want the attention put on them when you give some words back to them, then so they can get up in your face and beat you up or something like that. No. The word of God says a soft answer turneth away wrath. So the scripture even said that he was not by himself. He had a shield bearer. When Goliath went out there, he didn't go out there by himself. He had somebody to carry his shield for him. Hallelujah. Don't you know, no matter how many people come against you, I don't care, the bully, God will give you just what to say and all to come against the bully and the bully friends. They always come with an entourage so that their buddies can laugh at them and say, yeah, man, go ahead. But when you give to them what God has put in your heart, don't you know it will convict even the bully's entourage, all of his little buddies, and make them look bad, okay? Don't let anyone make you feel insignificant because of your stature, because of your size. God made you just the way you are. He has a task for you at every size. He is not going to give you a job to do and not give you the equipment to do it. Hallelujah. If he tells you, you go this place. I don't care. You may think, well, Lord, one man in the Bible couldn't speak. He stuttered. Someone else, I don't care if you can't talk. I don't care if you walk with a limp. I don't care if you got one eye. I don't care if you only got one hand, one leg. Don't you know if God gave you a task to do, don't you know he knew what he gave you when he gave it to you? He's not going to give you something that you can't do. He's not going to tell you to go say something to somebody, give somebody words of life, and the words won't come out your mouth. Or he's not going to tell you to go say something to somebody, and you're just going to stand in front of the person and look or just stare them in the eyes. No, he's going to give you what to say, and it's going to be just what they need to hear. If he told you to go a certain place, to do a certain thing, don't you know we have to have the confidence in him, not in us, in him to do the job. Because obviously he had a reason to tell you to go there. If he told you to go down to Baltimore and Fayette Street, to Saratoga and Howard Street, there must be a reason why he's going to tell you to go to that corner. Mm-hmm. When you get there, and somebody else may be there preaching, somebody else may be there, maybe someone there that need a word, someone there that needs some healing oil, that needs a healing cloth. A few Saturdays ago, it was after the funeral of my mom, and it seemed like I saw a picture of a lady in a store, coming out of the store, and she wasn't well, or something with the cane or whatever. And when I went to Sam's Club, and I had the oil in my pocket, and when I saw this lady in the store with the cane, I said, excuse me, miss, can I share something with you? And she was so blessed by me giving her that oil. And believe you me, y'all, I've never done that before. I mean, because at one time I was just too scared to pass out a gospel tract, too scared to say something, thinking I'm going to get rejected, scared somebody going to say, I want that. Or scare somebody and I was like, oh, excuse me, you know, or something like that. But we have to get past that. Just do it for the first time. George Myers says, do it afraid. Do it afraid. And so if it's gonna bless somebody, it's gonna think about the person. Don't think about yourself. Think about that you're giving somebody life. You're giving somebody, it's something that somebody else needs. So therefore, and what you have, young people, the world needs it. Your friends need it. There's a lot of young people that commit suicide. They don't have anybody at home to love them. They're trying to find something in life to grasp onto. You have the living word, the living bread in you. Share it with your friends. Invite your friends to church. If you don't have transportation to get to our church, go to the church on the corner. Find a Bible, the closest Bible believing, breathing church that's closest to you, and say, hey, can you go to church with me? Hey, you'll be surprised. You will be surprised who will go with you, and especially if they already looking at your life. You're already different, and you're already chosen by God. You already stick out like a sore thumb anyway. So don't worry about what they're saying. Believe you me, you're going to be the one when so much turmoil hits their life and their family's life, you're going to be the one that they're going to come to and say, hey, can you be praying for my family? Because such and such going on. Mark my word. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Young people, be encouraged to live for God. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. I told you, I shared with you before, when you're getting up in school, getting up to get dressed to go to school in the morning, give God a few minutes. Set that alarm for like 15 more minutes prior to the time you have to start getting dressed for school. Hallelujah. Kneel down and just get God a few minutes on your knees. Open up the Bible to the book of Psalms and just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
And let him bless your whole day. When you start off with prayer and praise and worship in the morning, God blesses your whole day. He knows how to turn the mind and hand of the bully, the enemy. He knows how you stand on the corner. He knows how to protect you on the corner, in the school, the halls, the bathroom, like going up and down the steps, everywhere. Don't be afraid also to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, young people. We love you in Jesus' name.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to share with you, young people, this is why I say often that life is an open book test.
Hallelujah.
Get into the Word of God.
Yes, yes.
And it gives you power
yes.
and authority.
Yes.
And when the bullies come, I don't care what size the bully, because sometimes the bully could be a teacher. It's order. To be another student.
Mm-hmm.
The other people in the committee or whatever, they're out of order.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you can do. You can say, you're always respectful. Say, excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but I got to do something real quick. And you look towards heaven, and you say, Father, forgive them, for they're messing with one of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Please have mercy on them and their family.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And you know, glory to God. Then you look back at them. What was that you were saying? And I'm going to tell you, it's going to change the whole atmosphere.
Amen.
It's going to change that whole conversation.
Hallelujah.
Because children, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. You are anointed.
I know.
And do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
Why? Because he's looking out for you.
Hallelujah.
He got your back.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Jesus.
There was only one place on the armor of Goliath that you could do something to. That was his forehead. He had armor all around his face. There's one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And David took one stone and hit that one spot. They said one in a million shot and slew the giant.
Hallelujah. God directed it.
God directed. See, that's what God's going to direct you. Don't be scared to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be scared to mention Jesus. Don't be scared
that's right.
To pray for mercy for someone who is there to come against you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, blessed be God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. That was awesome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude
like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Done or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Jesus.
Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Yes.
And again, we examine ourselves. And Father God, your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word says in the text today that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17. God, you said, we will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name, all over the world. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. 3 John 1:2. St. John 1. Verse 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100. Your word says you We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank the Lord for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, so we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families,
hallelujah,
our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing, in Jesus' name. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing, in Jesus' name. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God. We thank you, Lord, for this confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal that we have received the blessings of Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal that we have received already the Abrahamic covenant blessings in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground post-cross because, glory to God, the presence of the Lord is in us. The Holy Spirit of the Lord is in us. Jesus Christ is in us. The hope of glory. And because we know who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we can boldly declare and speak and share with attitude our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our extended family. We speak for every one of them, whether they're close or far off, whether they have sense enough to call on your name, Jesus, or not. We speak as if we are them. We are they. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25.
Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel my help coming about right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good to God. What time is it?
Hallelujah. Time for prayer, Pastor Barry.
Well, bless be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, O God.
Yes.
Heal somebody. Deliver someone.
Yes.
Set the captives free, O God. Stay filled with your Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. We bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. And Pastor Peaches, if you would read the scriptures for tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Boy, you got a voice.
John 4:22-23. John 14:6. John 16:13. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 1 Corinthians 12:7-12, Galatians 5:22-23, John 3:3, and Romans 10:9-13.
Praise God. I need to share with you 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and starting at the 7th verse. Now, we are beginning a study of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we need to set the foundation. This is the introduction of this teaching. Because in that scripture, it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are divided into three sections of three gifts each. You have the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discernment of spirits. The revelation gifts reveal something. Then you have the power gifts, the working of miracles, hallelujah, the gifts of healings, and supernatural faith. Power gifts do something. Then you have the inspiration gifts. The inspiration gifts. Hallelujah. Prophecy. Diverse kinds of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. The inspiration gifts say something. But before we get into the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we got to make a differentiation between the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of God that are given to you at birth. There are two different categories. For you see, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are operated by the Holy Spirit in you. The gifts of God which you've given at birth are operated by you. They're given to you. Learn how to operate it, to learn what it is, and then how to operate it in this dispensation. So, your understanding must be clear. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are not orchestrated by you. They're inspired and they are initiated by the Holy Spirit. Your gifts, some of you may have a gift for playing the piano or saxophone or singing or writing or what, that they're operated by you. You control the horizontal. You control the vertical. You dot the I's and you cross the T's. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are operated by the Holy Spirit. He crosses the T's. He dots the I's. He controls the horizontal and the vertical. Understanding. That's why we call this introduction. We got to get this clear in your minds. Hallelujah. Now, when you begin to get a teaching in a particular subject, number one, you have to speak the same language. Because you can't go into a class, a Chinese class, where they're speaking Chinese and you don't know the language. They write Chinese and you don't know how to read Chinese. You've got to speak the same language. And what is the language of the Word of God? Well, let me back up here. The language of the Word of God is the Holy Spirit language. All right. So you must need the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in order to comprehend, in order to understand, in order to navigate, in order to analyze and rightfully discern, rightly divide, rightly analyze what God is saying in his word. You got to speak the same language. Pastor Peaches, can you read that first scripture, please?
Yes.
The first verse is John 4:23-24. But that's not the scripture you mentioned.
Yes.
You want me to read John 4:23-24?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Does that turn to the 1 Corinthians that you mentioned?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
John 4:23-24.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give me a second.
Hallelujah. And this is important for you to understand this. Go ahead. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Because you can't understand what's going on if you can't speak the language. Go ahead and read.
John 4:23-24 says, "Yet a time is coming as has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth."
You've got to speak the same language. And see, we worship not only is saying, throwing your hands up in the air and saying, "Oh, praise your name, I worship you." When you read God's word, you're worshiping him. When you study God's word, you're worshiping him. When you give reverence to what God has said, you are worshiping him. But the word says that you got to worship him in the spirit, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read the next. Go to the next scripture.
Next scripture is John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
You got to understand that you can't get the truth of the word of God, which is Jesus, without being in the spirit. Now, I'm going to be teaching about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but you can't understand any of that if you don't understand that you need to have the Spirit of the living God in you. Unsaved folk can't comprehend this. Yeah. Unsaved folk can't get the revelation of what God is saying here. Get the next scripture.
John 16:13 says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth."
The Holy Spirit is necessary so you can understand this. So if you don't have God's Holy Spirit, and you've got to surrender to God, say, "Holy Spirit, come," because it's a gift. But you ask for the gift. He said, "I'll freely give it to you." And then you say, "Well, ask for it. Put your hands out. Put the heart, your hands of your heart out and say, 'Lord, give it to me.'" And he's going to give it to you. And he's going to tell you the truth of what we're going to be talking about. Go ahead in the next scripture.
Okay, I didn't speak a minute. It was John 16:13.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I didn't read the whole verse.
Okay, go ahead.
It's, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come."
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
See, y'all are so perplexed sometimes. Glory to God. Can you show me where a prophet is? His word is prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Okay, you're no more chapter. And you've got to be in the right atmosphere, the right understanding, and that only comes through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in you to understand what God is saying now and what's coming down the road. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
If you got the next scripture.
Yes, 2 Timothy 2:15.
Hallelujah.
It says,
Go ahead. Do
your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
See, you got to understand that you're supposed to be a child of the King. You got to get it right. Because if you can rightly understand, analyze, divide the word of truth, you can wrongly do it too. But if you try to tackle this thing without the Holy Ghost, you will mess up. And you'll go down the wrong road. And when you go down the wrong road, you're gonna have some pitfalls that you weren't expecting because you're on the wrong road. My God, boy, shot that. Next scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Was that 17?
Yes.
Hallelujah. 17. You got to be equipped. You say you're a Christian, you're a man or woman of God. You got to be thoroughly, completely, utterly equipped. You can't be it. If you don't use the word of God. And just a little caveat here. Somebody sees the word in there, what's that, reprove? You think, oh, well, we could beat somebody over the head with the scripture. God didn't call you to beat anybody over the head with the scripture.
Amen.
The word of God is a lifeline. You don't beat nobody drowning in the water, or you beat them over the head with the rope. You don't beat them over the head with a buoy. What do you call those round things? A life buoy, life whatever?
Yeah, lifesaver.
Yeah, you hand it to them and you share with love.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save your life.
Amen.
See, y'all got to understand what God is saying. Get the revelation. Reprove means just to correct. Somebody going down the wrong road. Oh, sis, excuse me, that's not the way to the McDonald's. You make a right turn, not the left. They're hungry. They want something to eat. Send them down the right road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give us the next scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12:7-12. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given.
Okay. You don't have to read this because I just gave that to all of you. Read what verse 12 says.
Verse 12, the body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ.
We are the body. And the Holy Spirit is giving these gifts that we're going to be talking about, so that the body can be fitly joined together, operating successfully, correctly, fruitfully. Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23.
Now, here's the key. You have to have the right mindset, perspective. Again, speaking the same language. When you go into a teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's some of you, when we go into the actual teaching of these gifts, you're going to have some preconceived opinions. Do me a favor. Gather those preconceived opinions, put them in a brown paper bag, and go over to file 13,
And drop
them in there. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Because we deal with the word of God. If you find Brother Bird talking anything other than the word of God and just giving his opinion, just remember what Brother Bird said. My opinion that 50 Cent won't even buy a cup of coffee.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here is the atmosphere. Here is the perspective. Here is the basic foundation for you to receive the operation of the gifts of the Spirit in your life. Because you need, in fact, quickly, before we go to this Galatians, run back to 1 Corinthians, let me go to the 12th chapter, verse 1.
Now about spiritual gifts. Brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant.
Stop. That's what we're trying to tell you now. But the priest is supposed to, he's supposed to know all of that. I don't have to know all of that. Are you in the body? Your big toe ought to have some nerves in it and some blood coming from the rest of the body going in and out of that big toe, or it's good for nothing. Your hands ought to have some muscles in it, some cartilage and all that other kind of stuff, or it's good for nothing. So he don't want who? What is the first word in that scripture?
Now about spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Brother.
Okay, brethren. Okay, and the King James, I think it starts off with brethren or something. But anyway, the bottom line, it's talking to you, sis. It's talking to you, brother, who named the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Not talking, it would say preacher, okay, it would say clergy, I mean, it would say deacons, it would another, it didn't say that. Are you part of the brotherhood of Christ?
Oh, yes.
Or the sisterhood of Christ. Hallelujah. Are you part of the body of Christ?
Amen.
That's talking about you. Ignorance is without knowledge. And God came to give you knowledge. The Holy Spirit said he came to give you all truth.
Amen.
About this.
Yes.
He ain't going to leave this out. Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such there is no law.
Stop. You need to be actively sharing this, acquiring this in your life. These are the fruits. You are a branch on the tree. Christ is the true vine. Your branch is on that vine. And the fruit, what does it say? Go to John 15 for me. John.
Hallelujah. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
Stop. This is the fruit. In Galatians 5:22-23. Notice it says fruit is a singular. Because you get an orange from an orange tree. It's got skin. It's got a pulp. It's got little sections in it. I don't know what they call it. It's got a white membrane. It's got juice. It's got seed. It's got a whole lot of stuff in it. Okay, let me do it another way. It's got love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and difference. Got a lot of different parts in that one fruit.
Amen.
I go to the store. I say, give me one orange. The orange comes. It got all those things in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have. Say, well, I don't have all of that yet. Love, joy, peace, long suffering means patience. Gentleness, goodness, that means grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
You want some grace. You want some mercy. You better give it. Grace is, hallelujah, giving what somebody doesn't deserve. Mercy is not giving people what they do deserve. You get that? Grace is giving to somebody something that they don't deserve. Mercy is not giving to them something that they do deserve. We deserve all to go to the lake because we had sinned to come short of the glory of God. But because of the grace and mercy of God, he's bestowed upon us. We get blessed to be a blessing. That's why it's in the scripture.
Hallelujah.
They say, well, why should I do good to them that despise me, despitefully use me? Because God said so.
The word, that's right.
That's the fruit of the Spirit. And if you don't bear this fruit, go ahead and read some more in that that I just gave you. And John 15.
Oh, women, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I am, okay, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
And what are you going to do with
every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
Okay, keep going. Oh, by the way, pruning is called life. Life is the pruning method. That doesn't, it's just life. Life happens to all of us. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in a circle, keeps coming again. Good, bad, and ugly goes around in a circle, comes again. That's the pruning mechanism embedded in life. Oh, you say, oh, how do you say that? The baby comes out. First thing happens, he gets spanked. God, the doctor want to hear him crying. God want to hear him crying, too. So make sure that, that the tear duct's working right. God want to hear him cry, so make sure his lungs are acting right.
All right.
God want him to cry, so make sure that his what do you call that, that muscle that goes across to help you breathe, muscle? I forgot what they call it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But make sure all everything's working right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Life, baby. All right. You've got to strive. And you know when you go to the store and you get a jar, it tells you the ingredients. The first thing that is named is the thing that's most in that jar or in that box or whatever.
Right, right.
So when you see the fruit of the Spirit, the first thing they talk about is love. That's why I tell folks, love, the life is an open book test. And the subject of life is love. Love. Joy. You love, look, love, you got to say, well, why you got joy after that? Sometimes you got to, let me say, the joy alone is your strength. Sometimes you're going to have some strength from God in order to love some of these folks. Some of these folks ain't lovely. But you got to love them anyway.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you got to have the, you have to have strength to do that. So joy, look at it. Love, strength to love. Peace, peace in your heart. So you won't forgive me a machine gun. I want to shoot the. No, have peace. A software turn for what we have.
Amen, amen.
Just calm down, brother man. Don't give no black woman beat down. No.
Oh my goodness.
No. Peace.
Amen, amen.
Peace be still. Love, joy, peace.
Yes.
Patience. You got to have patience with these folks. You say, well, how long do I have to wait? I've got news for you. As long as it takes.
Woo!
Somebody waited for you. Some of you took you 50 years to cry, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Some of you men took you 8 years to propose to your fiance. You got a fiance for 8 years, you ain't doing something right.
Oh, goodness, gotta leave.
Oh, Jesus. How did I get on that? Anyway, love, joy, patience.
Hallelujah.
The patience of Job. Oh, you think that's something? Job's patience ain't nothing compared to, what's his name, Noah's patience? How would you like to preach for 100 years, 120 years, I don't know how many, y'all scholars, but biblical scholars, tell me how many years he preached. He didn't get one convert outside his family.
Amen.
But that was all right. Guess who got saved?
His family.
His family.
His family.
Don't worry about the numbers, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
the patience of Noah. You talk about patience of Job. Yeah, he went through. But God, hallelujah, glory to God. God brought him through, hallelujah. But the patience, glory to God. Ridicule, Noah's ridicule. You're building a boat, the closest ocean is 100 miles away. What you doing? Laughed at him. And probably some of his family members were laughing too, but in those days, you did what daddy said.
Amen.
You know, you followed the leader, you know. You were shaking your head, you were mumbling, but you didn't let him hear you mumbling.
Hallelujah.
You know, because you might lose something. You might have a big lip or something, a hickey knot on your head. Glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah. Are we still dealing with, okay. This is the character of Christ. Everything, look, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is the same fruit that Christ had. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. He has self-control.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say, well, what about when he went in the temple and drove? He had self-control. Because he could have called the angels to go take those folks and take them directly to the hell. Do not pass those. Do not collect $200. He has self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, get out of my house. This is supposed to be a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. It wasn't because they were selling stuff in the house. It was because they were overcharging. The folk knew that in order to get their sins forgiven, they got to bring a lamb. And if they didn't have one, they got to buy one. And they were charging extra overdose prices. So people had to pay all they had on their firstborn for a last. I don't know about the firstborn. But anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the atmosphere. This is the fruit that you have to exhibit. You got to have part of you. When you want to be receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit moving in your life. Hallelujah. Because the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the church, but also is for a witnessing tool. We'll talk about that later as we go along. Give me another scripture.
John 3:3, in reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
You can't get the gifts of the Spirit unless you're born again. You can't. If you ain't saved, you ain't getting the gifts of the Spirit. You might be getting a gift of a spirit, a devil spirit, the phony spirit, you know, the perpetrating spirits. Because the enemy will try to duplicate what God has. But you won't have the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can't get it. You've got to be born again. Go ahead, read another one.
Romans 10:9, 10, and 13.
You say, how do you do that? Go ahead.
Romans, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. For everyone, that was verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10 says, I missed 9. For if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your mouth, with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Hallelujah. You need that, y'all. You need that. You need that. Because we're going to do some deep diving. So some of you have been part of traditional churches and you've been out there in the kiddie land water, 1 foot, or 2 foot, you know, praise the Lord for you. We're going to be doing some deep diving.
Hallelujah.
Every ministry ought to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit manifested in their services, manifested in the lives of their membership. You're talking about all nine of them. So as we go through the deep dive, that some of you will be understanding that you've had it operating. You just didn't know what it was called.
Hallelujah.
You didn't know you were doing this. But now we can put a name on it. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because God wants to move. God, I'm tired of going to church. Some of you ought to be tired. Some folks don't go to church now because they're tired of people saying, God is a healer and everybody coughing at church. Throwing up on people. Jesus. They're tired of people preaching, God will supply your every need and your furniture is out in front of your door. God, there are a lot of folk who got turned off on church because they have a form of godliness, but they deny the Holy Ghost power thereof. The gifts of healing, the working of miracles, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment of spirit, prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. They deny all of this. They say, well, that's Bible days. Who wrote that? That's part of the Pauline epistles. Paul, while Christ was here, he didn't get taught by Jesus. He went around persecuting Christians. He got taught by the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that's teaching us. You must have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. You must be a true child of the Most High God. Bible says in Hebrews 11, chapter 46, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to deliberately, honestly, fervently focus on him, knowing him, finding out about him. That's why it's important for you to get in the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get in the Scripture. Life is an open book test. You ain't going to pass the test of life without getting to the book. I want you to be prepared on Sunday. Because we're gonna be diving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be deep diving on Sunday. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouths and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our sinner and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So y'all know where we're going to start on Sunday. So bring your composition notebooks and come ready to be fed. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The Word of God said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you will be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a call. Let us know that you repeated that prayer and now you are a child of God. Call 410-444-5152 and let us know that you repeated that prayer. Hallelujah. We'll see you on Sunday. Hallelujah. Don't forget all the announcements. Hallelujah. And don't forget 7 o'clock in the morning worship. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, address your envelope, R-O-Y-M-M-P-O, Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.